Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Antonio. Ketu in Anuradha, second house, lord of second. Antonio's Ketu in the second house, in Anuradha, creates a complex relationship with speech, family, and self-worth. Ketu signifies detachment, and when placed here, it often signals a karmic disconnect or past life completion around values, voice, and early nurturing. He may struggle with expressing his needs directly, speaking either too little or in a cryptic, emotionally veiled way. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn, brings themes of devotion, discipline, and loyalty, but also emotional complexity. Ketu in this nakshatra cuts through superficial attachments to family or lineage pride, compelling Antonio to discover the deeper meaning of belonging and to question inherited values. He may reject material wealth in favor of internal spiritual alignment. There may be experiences of separation or estrangement from family at some point, physically, emotionally, or ideologically. Over time, this transforms into an inner strength. He learns to stand alone and speak from a place of deep personal truth. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Ketu in Anuradha channels Antonio towards spiritual minimalism in how he defines worth and uses speech. Emotional clarity rises when he lets go of conditioned scripts and communicates from soul depth. Emotional confusion, however, surfaces when he seeks familial validation or attempts to uphold inherited expectations that no longer align with his inner growth. There is a strong inner drive toward ancestral disentanglement, cultivating value systems that are spiritually resonant rather than culturally imposed. His self-worth is nurtured not through affirmation, but through inner quiet and the release of material comparison. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement may include a desire for simplicity, intentional silence, and non-materialistic living. He may be drawn to sacred sound practices, spiritual study of language, or roles that require silent influence, such as behind-the-scenes spiritual work, healing, or guiding others through loss of identity. His journey is towards subtle mastery, discovering a voice that emerges not from ego or heritage, but from stillness and truth. Saturn in Shravana, fourth house, lord of fourth and fifth. Antonio's Saturn in the fourth house in Shravana points to a disciplined, structured, and often karmically delayed experience of home, emotional security, and foundational belonging. As the lord of both the fourth and fifth houses, Saturn here plays a crucial role in shaping not only his inner emotional life and family roots, but also his ability to nurture creativity, children, and learning. Shravana, ruled by the moon, is symbolized by the ear, emphasizing listening, wisdom through observation, and learning through emotional experience. However, Saturn brings heaviness to this moon-ruled domain, suggesting emotional restraint, a sense of loneliness within family environments, or emotional maturity developed through hardship. Antonio may have experienced emotional detachment or a need to become emotionally self-reliant early in life, carrying the burden of responsibility for home, family, or emotional well-being. Work-wise, Saturn here signals perseverance and quiet ambition rooted in his emotional body. His approach to work is shaped by duty rather than passion. He commits deeply, builds slowly, and expects long-term results. His emotional world is often compartmentalized, with a natural tendency to suppress rather than express. He may be drawn to careers involving land, infrastructure, tradition, education, or emotionally grounding professions like counseling or administration. Emotional fulfillment grows when he finds security through inner discipline rather than external approval. Emotional lows emerge when he tries to conform to rigid family roles or internalizes guilt over emotional inadequacy. Lifestyle tendencies may include long-standing ties to home responsibilities, a deep need for solitude and structure in emotional life, and emotional restoration through classical music, old texts, or listening-based spiritual practices. His emotional journey is one of reparenting himself, creating stability within by becoming the emotionally reliable anchor he may not have had. Ultimately, Saturn in Shravana blesses Antonio with a quietly resilient, emotionally wise, and karmically mature spirit, empowering him to transmute emotional burdens into emotional grounding and to find emotional fulfillment by becoming a steady source of emotional reliability and integrity for both himself and others. Jupiter in Shatabisha, fifth house, lord of third and sixth, Antonio. Antonio's Jupiter in the fifth house in Shatabisha brings a unique blend of idealism and disruption to his learning style, creativity, and expressions of wisdom. As the ruler of the third and sixth houses, Jupiter here governs his communication patterns, daily routines, and problem-solving mindset, infusing these areas with expansive, philosophical undertones. Yet in Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu, this Jupiter becomes unconventional, rebellious, and drawn toward abstract systems of thought, healing, or spiritual independence. The fifth house placement suggests a deep love for learning, speculative thinking, and the pursuit of meaning through intellectual and spiritual exploration. However, Shatabisha carries themes of solitude, secrecy, and healing through the unknown. This may manifest as Antonio seeking knowledge not through formal institutions, but via unconventional paths, astrology, metaphysics, technology, or esoteric systems. His creative mind is futuristic, detached from norms, and constantly decoding complex systems to restore inner coherence or truth. As the lord of the third house, Jupiter bestows strong verbal expression and a philosophical drive in communication. He teaches through disruption. As sixth lord, it empowers him to handle crises with vision and moral courage, but also warns against self-righteousness or dogmatic overthinking in everyday matters. His service-oriented mindset may find expression through teaching, advising, or facilitating healing in others. Wisdom deepens when he learns to balance detachment with devotion. His highest growth emerges when he uses his intellect not just to rebel or analyze, but to synthesize, guide, and heal. Inner frustration appears when he overanalyzes his role in the world or becomes cynical about systems and order. Lifestyle tendencies may include solitary study, digital or metaphysical research, interest in science fiction or ancient futuristic ideologies, and devotion to causes that blend justice with innovation. He thrives in environments where knowledge liberates and heals. Ultimately, Jupiter in Shatabisha blesses Antonio with a visionary, intellectually healing, and spiritually rebellious spirit, empowering him to transmute existential questions into wisdom and to find fulfillment by guiding others through intellectual clarity, moral integrity, and higher purpose. Moon in Ashwini, seventh house, lord of 10th. Antonio's moon in Ashwini in the seventh house gives rise to a fast-moving, emotionally impulsive orientation toward relationships and public interactions. As the lord of the 10th house, the moon directly shapes his career image and public persona, suggesting that emotional energy plays a key role in his professional expression and social alliances. Ashwini, ruled by Ketu, brings themes of quick initiation, bold responses, healing, and renewal, making his emotional responses sharp, instinctive, and occasionally unpredictable. In relationships, he may form emotional connections rapidly, driven by instinct and idealism, but may also retreat just as quickly if emotional security is threatened. There's a childlike purity in how he offers his emotional self to others, direct, bold, but often unaware of the emotional depth or consequences that may follow. The seventh house placement also makes others mirrors to his emotional state. His moods, restlessness, and longing for emotional movement are often reflected back through partnerships. In terms of career, 10th Lord, this placement makes him emotionally tied to public validation. His moods may rise and fall with how he is perceived professionally. He thrives in environments where he can act quickly, bring renewal, or take initiative, especially in emotionally engaging roles like mentoring, healing, or diplomacy. However, he may need to temper emotional impulsiveness that leads to reactive decisions in high stakes or visible roles. Emotional highs come when he acts on intuition and brings swift emotional clarity or support to others. Emotional lows emerge when he feels emotionally bypassed, misunderstood, or stuck in situations that don't offer emotional movement or novelty. Lifestyle tendencies may include seeking stimulation through dynamic relationships, quick travels, sudden work shifts, or emotional renewal through new projects. He is emotionally energized by speed, novelty, and the promise of something fresh. Ultimately, Moon in Ashwini blesses Antonio with an emotionally daring, healing, and pioneering spirit, empowering him to initiate emotional clarity in others and to find emotional fulfillment by navigating emotional beginnings with courage, spontaneity, and soulful instinct. Mercury in Mrigashira 8th house, Lord of 9th and 12th. Antonio's Mercury in Mrigashira in the 8th house creates a deeply curious, probing, and mentally agile intellect that thrives on uncovering what is hidden, complex, or taboo. As the Lord of the 9th and 12th houses, Mercury governs his higher philosophy, long-distance journeys, subconscious mind, and spiritual liberation. Positioned in the transformative 8th house, this Mercury placement leads him to seek truth not through surface learning, but through intense analysis, deep questioning, and intellectual excavation of life's deeper patterns. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars, is symbolized by the wandering deer, alert, searching, inquisitive, and graceful. This nakshatra infuses Mercury with a restless intellectual energy, one that seeks answers behind every veil. Antonio may have a talent for research, investigative thinking, and psychological insight. His communication style is subtle, layered, and often emotionally attuned, though he may keep his most profound ideas hidden or revealed only selectively. As Lord of the Ninth, Mercury here gives him philosophical curiosity and spiritual intelligence, but also a tendency to challenge traditional dogmas, preferring to question than to conform. As 12th Lord, this placement deepens his intuitive thinking and interest in dream states, meditation, and symbolic or abstract knowledge systems. He may receive insight through symbolic language, mystical texts, or spontaneous downloads of thought during solitude. Intellectual highs arise when he surrenders to the unknown and allows logic to dance with intuition. Lows appear when his mind gets entangled in overanalysis, secrecy, or when mental patterns loop around themes of betrayal, loss, or mistrust. Lifestyle tendencies may include reclusive research, hidden writing or journaling, a fascination with psychology, mysticism, or the occult, and involvement in healing modalities that involve communication, such as therapy, energy reading, or teaching hidden knowledge. Ultimately, Mercury in Mrigashira blesses Antonio with a sharp, mystical, and probing intellect, empowering him to transmute intellectual secrecy into soulful wisdom and to find fulfillment by decoding life's mysteries through subtle logic, inner guidance, and fearless mental exploration. Sun in Rohini, 8th house, Lord of 11th. Antonio's Sun in Rohini in the 8th house signals a powerful inner identity shaped by themes of transformation, intimacy, and hidden strength. As the Lord of the 11th house, the Sun governs his ambitions, social circles, and aspirations. Yet its placement in the 8th reveals that his path to recognition and fulfillment is not linear, but forged through personal reinvention and emotional depth. Rohini, ruled by the Moon, is sensual, fertile, and creative. Yet, in the 8th house, its nurturing qualities take on an intense, internalized tone. Antonio's ego is sensitive, aesthetically attuned, and magnetically expressive, but often protected or guarded. The Sun in this nakshatra seeks beauty, connection, and loyalty. Yet its 8th house position means that identity crises, trust issues, or deep emotional entanglements often shape how he expresses himself and how he pursues his social or professional goals. As Lord of the 11th, this Sun links transformation with aspirations. His social influence and leadership are best expressed through roles that involve inner healing, research, or emotionally complex guidance. He may feel uncomfortable in superficial social settings, preferring deep bonds over broad networks. There's potential for influence in hidden spheres through mentorship, legacy building, or guiding others through their vulnerabilities. Confidence peaks when he transforms personal wounds into creative light. It dips when he feels unseen or when his ego becomes entangled in control, secrecy, or betrayal. He may oscillate between deep desire for closeness and fear of exposure. Lifestyle tendencies may include privacy around ambitions, selective social bonding, attraction to beauty that carries emotional intensity, and leadership in fields like emotional counseling, sexual wellness, or deep transformation. Ultimately, Sun in Rohini blesses Antonio with a luminous, emotionally intelligent, and powerfully magnetic identity, empowering him to transmute hidden vulnerability into authentic influence, and to find fulfillment by expressing his creative purpose through emotional depth, loyalty, and soulful transformation. Rahu in Rohini, 8th house, Lord of 5th. Antonio's Rahu in Rohini in the 8th house magnifies his hunger for emotional security, sensual intensity, and transformative experiences, but in ways that may initially be driven by illusion, fascination, or over-attachment. As the co-occupant of the 8th house with the Sun, and functioning as the significator of material obsession and psychological compulsion, Rahu here intensifies themes of secrecy, desire, and magnetic attraction to the forbidden. Being the functional lord of the 5th house through dispositor Venus, this placement also profoundly shapes his creative intelligence, romantic expressions, and ability to generate powerful transformative ideas. Rohini, ruled by the moon, is associated with sensuality, beauty, fertility, and charm. Rahu in this Venusian lunar field amplifies the desire for pleasure, admiration, and emotional validation, especially through deeply bonded relationships or hidden pursuits. Antonio may be drawn to intense romantic or creative entanglements that awaken dormant parts of himself, yet may also feel emotionally destabilized when those experiences threaten to eclipse his sense of control. There is an inner craving for emotionally rich, even taboo experiences, whether in love, creative work, or psychic exploration. His 5th house functions, romance, performance, speculation, legacy, may come through unconventional, emotionally high-stakes paths. He could be drawn to drama, psychological storytelling, sexual healing work, or emotional content that has regenerative power. Emotional highs arise when he immerses himself in deep experiences that awaken authenticity. Emotional lows surface when obsession, jealousy, or clinging to fantasy distorts clarity and trust. The lesson here lies in not being seduced by the surface of emotional beauty, but in grounding that beauty in truth and depth. Lifestyle tendencies may include immersion in emotionally intense art or literature, attraction to mysticism or tantric practices, experimentation in sensual aesthetics, and a fascination with hidden power dynamics in relationships or society. Ultimately, Rahu in Rohini blesses Antonio with a sensually intelligent, emotionally intense, and transformative creative spirit, empowering him to transmute emotional obsessions into soul-aligned magnetism, and to find fulfillment by fearlessly exploring emotional depth as a portal to creative freedom and intimate authenticity. Venus in Ardra, 9th house, Lord of 1st and 8th, Antonio. Antonio's Venus in Ardra in the 9th house merges aesthetic intelligence with emotional storms, transformative beauty, and a search for truth through disruption. As Lord of both the 1st and 8th houses, Venus becomes deeply personal. It governs his self-image, identity, and his orientation toward transformation, intimacy, and legacy. Placed in the 9th house of belief, higher learning, and philosophical exploration, this Venus seeks beauty not in harmony, but in chaos and catharsis. Ardra, ruled by Rahu, is the Stormbringer, a nakshatra that doesn't shy away from pain, loss, or emotional upheaval. It represents destruction before renewal, and Venus here indicates that Antonio's sense of beauty, love, and value often arises from emotional intensity, grief, or breaking free from illusions. His aesthetic sense is raw, piercing, and emotionally charged. Relationships, creative expression, and spiritual paths are all shaped by this willingness to walk through storms to uncover deeper meaning. As the ruler of the first house, Venus here makes his identity magnetic, emotionally provocative, and rooted in personal transformation. As 8th Lord, it reinforces his attraction to the mysterious, the taboo, and the emotionally profound. He may find himself romantically or philosophically drawn to paths and people who challenge conventional ideals, falling in love with what others fear, or finding beauty in brokenness. Emotional and aesthetic highs are felt when he surrenders to the truth of what is, no matter how raw, channeling it into art, wisdom, or radical intimacy. Lows arise when he romanticizes emotional suffering, clings to unresolved grief, or uses beauty to cover inner turbulence without facing it. Lifestyle tendencies may include a passion for emotionally charged art, a love for tragic or revolutionary love stories, attraction to unconventional spiritual paths, tantra, mysticism, grief rituals, and a strong desire to teach or write about emotional rebirth, aesthetics, or human resilience. Ultimately, Venus in Ardra blesses Antonio with a fierce, storm-washed, and soul-anchored aesthetic spirit, empowering him to transmute emotional chaos into spiritual beauty and to find fulfillment by walking the sacred path of love, art, and transformation through truth, vulnerability, and courageous devotion. Mars in Punarvasu, 10th house, Lord of 2nd and 7th. Antonio's Mars in Punarvasu in the 10th house channels his drive, logic, and professional force into paths of emotional renewal, adaptive learning, and reconstructing identity after disintegration. As the ruler of the 2nd and 7th houses, Mars governs both his value system and his approach to relationships. And in the 10th house of career and public life, this placement makes his work a powerful arena for logic-driven action, goal-setting, and strategic rebuilding. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, is the nakshatra of return, restoration, and second chances. It symbolizes the nurturing bow and quiver, offering the courage to face life's upheavals and return with a deeper truth. Mars in this lunar Jupiter space tempers raw aggression into thoughtful, purpose-driven action. Antonio's professional energy is emotionally intuitive but goal-focused. He excels in roles that require rebuilding, guiding, or healing after disruption, whether in counseling, negotiation, social reform, or leadership that includes conflict resolution. As Second Lord, Mars also connects speech and personal values to public authority. He likely uses direct, assertive communication in his career. As Seventh Lord, his partnerships may be driven by mutual goals or shared missions, but he may also experience tension when emotional warmth is expected over strategic collaboration. His relationships and work alliances need space, mutual direction, and emotional clarity to thrive. Logical highs arise when he channels his passion into restoring order after breakdowns, be it in systems, people, or identities. Lows emerge when he suppresses emotional nuance for the sake of control or overextends himself in saving or fixing others without reciprocation. Lifestyle tendencies may include work rooted in transformation, careers in therapy, justice, activism, mediation, or reconstruction. He's drawn to work that gives people a second chance and to relationships that grow stronger through shared trials. Ultimately, Mars in Punarvasu blesses Antonio with a resilient, focused, and emotionally intelligent drive, empowering him to transmute past wounds into structured healing and to find fulfillment by aligning logic with emotional rebirth, purpose, and deeply restored vision.